Hey, welcome to the Victory Podcast. It's our first one of 2021.
Yep.
It's a good time. We're really excited to be back with you. Our goal for 2021 is to make at least one podcast a month. And we got some up our sleeve, really excited about. We're going to make some for parenting, some other ones that are very spiritual, discipleship focused, some others that are goal oriented. So it's going to be a great, really great time.
Yeah, looking forward.
Really looking forward to it. So you have been preaching a message called Life in the Spirit, which a little behind the scenes, you first wanted to call it Led by the Spirit, and you changed it last minute on stage on Sunday morning without letting any of us know, by the way. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, your first thing that you said was it's going to be called Led in the Spirit. So all the title graphics said Led in the Spirit the first week, and then we had to switch it. But it's all right. It's Led, Life in the Spirit. It's
what
an
a
L
team,
word.
Because I didn't even know.
You didn't even know, but now I'm telling the world. But you've been preaching this message, and we want to take this podcast and talk about some really practical ways of what does a life in the Spirit look like and how you can apply it to simple ways to live in your life.
Well, the verse we're using is Galatians 5:25, and it says in the King James, it said, since you live in the Spirit, or says this, I'm sorry, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Right.
And, you know, if you do a little more study, it actually what it means is since you've been made alive by the Spirit, it's kind of how it goes. So since the Spirit's the one that made you alive, go ahead and live your entire life in the Spirit. Yeah. And so that's what we're trying to look at is what does this mean? Because that's one of those things that we throw out there, but just really trying to hammer out what does it mean to live a life in the Spirit. So that's what the series is.
And I think the practical way about it, even the second part of verse 25, it says, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. And it's, I know as personally, I don't know if I do a good job of that.
You probably don't.
I appreciate that.
No, I think we all have room to grow in that.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Because even the last webinar Wednesday we did with Mike, endurance coach Mike Martinez, and he talked about how there's a lot of times even in his training, that's his quiet time. But not quiet time like, oh, I'm just going to talk to God, but just going through some suffering and pain. And can you really allow the Spirit to lead your training life?
Well, you know, again, Jesus is always the standard, and this is what we need to understand is that remember the words of Jesus, how he kept saying, I don't do anything unless I see the Father do it. I don't say anything unless I hear the Father say it.
Right.
So in other words, Jesus walked in perfect rhythm with his Father, and that's the picture we're after here, right?
Right.
And so I don't think there was anything in the life of Jesus that wasn't affected by that idea that I walk in perfect harmony with my Father.
Right.
And so, again, that is lofty. I mean,
yes.
That means my business life, my family life, my professional life.
Right.
Because really this isn't relocated to just spiritual things, like I don't pray unless I hear, you know, the Father, you know, tell me to pray about it. It says in our fast passage, every area of our life.
Every.
Let's be. So, again, that's a lofty goal.
Right.
Short verse with a lot of meat in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that is how God has ordained us to live. So
yeah, absolutely. So, and that kind of makes sense with the whole pray without ceasing. What does that mean?
Absolutely.
And now a cop-out could be I don't have a quiet time with the Lord because I am in constant communication with God, which that's what we want, right? That's what even Smith Wigglesworth, one of our heroes that we can call one of our founding fathers in the faith movement almost, is he said, someone asked him, how long do you pray? He says, I never pray longer than 10 minutes. And they're like, whoa, how you, like people in your ministry's got raised from the dead, tumors out of their body. And he said, but I never go 10 minutes without praying.
Yeah.
And that's that idea of constantly saying, Lord, what are you looking for? How can I be led by you? And so let's talk about some practical stories that have come up recently of people.
Well, last Sunday I was talking about, and I intentionally wanted to start on a very practical level with this series. What, two Sundays ago, I did kind of an introduction to the series. This past Sunday, I was kind of my first, okay, let's really drill down into this subject. And I purposefully wanted to start with a very practical, in a practical way. And so we started talking about relationships.
Right.
And so that's what we touched on Sunday. And there were some things that I wanted to say that honestly I just got kind of wordy and didn't end up squeezing them in. But to expound on those, on that thought, something that happened with Kayla and Brady really struck me. And again, since I'm thinking this way, I'm thinking life in the Spirit, you know, these type of things. When I heard this story, I automatically saw
right,
from through that lens, okay? And so here's the story I want to share, and it's his story, but I'm going to share it because I'll do a better job sharing it than he would. So
you weren't there, Jody.
And so here's the story, is that Brady admittedly says that he has a rule in his family that for his boys, when they wake up in the morning, that they're to take a shower, okay?
No stinky boys in our house.
Well, he feels like that's a good way to jump start the day, get the blood flowing, let's just go. So there's a rule in their household. Now, Brecken is, how old is Brecken?
Brecken's 11.
Brecken's in 11.
About to be 18.
But he's in that, wouldn't you say he's in that journey of leaving boyhood behind and
right,
kind of reaching. So he's in a transitional phase of his life. That's important. Mm-hmm. And then you have Kayla, who's now transitioning from the mother of a boy
right,
to the mother of a young man, right? So she's in transition, right? So you have, both these people are in flux.
Right.
And so the other day, so I know Kayla has been engaged, praying, working on her motherhood, you know, being very intentional to raise your boys correctly. And Brecken at his age, since he's in transition, is just kind of there. So the other day he wakes up and says to her, "Mom, can I not take a shower today?" And I believe, she didn't tell me this, but again, since I'm looking through the lens of being led by the Spirit, in that moment, since she's been so sensitive, so intentional, I believe the Holy Spirit spoke to her in that moment. Even though she didn't say that,
right,
I believe this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
She said to him, "Son, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and let you make that decision."
Right.
Which I believe was a Spirit-led moment. And so she backs off. Then, just for a disclaimer, she goes to you, if I'm right, mm-hmm, and says, "Hey, this is what I did."
Right.
So in other words, she's not trying to undercut your rule or
right,
your authority. So I thought that was good that she went to you. But then I think you were led by the Spirit
right,
to not go, "What do you, you know, how
yeah,
dare you, you know,
yeah,
take
yeah,
away
yeah,
one of my rules?" But I think the Holy Spirit probably quickened you at that moment.
Right.
And you said, "I trust you. Trust what's going on here." And so you were led by the Spirit to give her that space and let
mm-hmm,
her make that call without consulting you. And something amazing happened after that.
10 minutes later.
Is that Brecken right, came to his mom and said, "Hey, just want you to know that it meant a lot that you would respect me enough in some
right,
form." I'm not saying these exact words.
"Thank you
but
for respecting my decision," his exact words.
"Thank you for respecting my decision." And so as insignificant as that sounds, I believe it's very significant, and I believe it was all orchestrated by the Spirit.
Right.
Because now all of a sudden, he's coming back and reaching to his mother, so that relationship is being reinforced.
Right.
And I think it's part of that bonding that's going to help them transition through this next phase. So again, nothing earth-shattering. Nobody was healed
right,
in this moment. But I believe it was very significant in the life of your family, and I believe it was orchestrated by the Spirit.
I totally agree 100%. And even the way that Kayla responded to Brecken. So if you know anything about me and Kayla, we're very passionate people.
Right.
Talking in a monotone is not in my house. It's either whispering or it's yelling. We're yellers. You know, where there's spark, there's fire. That's
wow,
passionately, that's just who we are.
Well, set up an appointment with me and I'll
no,
help you.
But it's all in love. It's
right,
just, we're just very passionate about our ideals and the way that we do things. And so everybody's like, whenever I talk to them, even on a podcast, they're like, "You seemed angry." I'm like, "I don't know. I'm not angry. I'm just passionate." And so whenever Brecken asked her, the way that she responded wasn't the typical way that we normally respond when a kid says, "Hey, can I make this decision?" And most of the time it is, "Fine, do whatever you want."
Yeah,
and it
yeah,
wasn't that. It was a...
Which that would have been counterproductive.
It would
so
have been
So again,
counter-
I believe it was, she was even led by the Spirit with her tone is what you're
absolutely
saying.
Absolutely. And yeah, so just that little thing, and for that to happen. So yes, there wasn't a healing, but there was a healing.
I agree.
There was an inner healing.
Yeah, there was something deep.
Because
going on
we've
there,
been dealing with stuff with Brecken for a little bit about him wanting to make decisions and yet still acting like a child, and "I hate school, I don't want to do my homework," and forcing him like a little kid. And now since that morning, it's like we have a whole nother kid.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's I hate to say the word weird, but it's, he's starting to mature a little into that transition of a 12-year-old young man.
But I think there's such safety in following the leading of the Spirit, because again, that was the perfect decision to let him make.
Right.
You can't let him make the decision whether he's going to school.
"Hey, Dad, I want your car key so I can drive to school."
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So we're not saying, hey, the Holy Spirit's going to have you do something reckless with your children. No.
Right.
The Holy Spirit knew the exact decision that would be a safe way for him to start making his own decisions.
Right.
And so I believe that was just a perfect orchestration. And
yes.
And I guess I really love this because it drives home just how practical
right.
it can be and it will be in our right. lives.
Yes, absolutely. And so one of the reasons you said it was, you know what Kayla's been doing.
Right.
So even every time you hear us talk, either on the webinar Wednesday or through our pre-show that we have on Sunday morning, we talk about our Bible reading program.
Right.
I really think every single staff member right now, including our wives, are doing the one-year Bible. I think we're all engaged.
Not me, but...
Not Pastor Jody, but most of us, including myself, are doing it. And Kayla's on, I think, day 68 now
right.
of reading her Bible every day. Something that your wife kind of helped her with. And because Kayla, growing up in church, just like most of probably the people watching, is I think we go, man, we've read it. But Kayla realized she has never read it through and have the whole counsel of the Word.
Right.
And so for 68 days, she has done it. Also for 68 days, she has shut off all social media.
Good.
In fact, I know this goes to what Jody's not a social media person.
Welcome.
He's not a social butterfly.
Welcome to the tribe,
yeah, so
Kayla.
Kayla wasn't, oh, it's evil, I'm done with it. It was distraction.
It's a distraction.
It was a distraction for where she was at. Again, we're not saying law, because I'm still on social media. I have a business that runs on social media.
Right.
So I'm not saying this, but it's funny how many messages I get from people are like, hey, I'm trying to find your wife on Facebook. I just met her. What's her Facebook profile? And I'm like, actually, no, she doesn't have one anymore. And then that always brings up a question of why.
Right.
And so for 68 days, Kayla she stopped watching all of her TV shows, which, I mean, we're a TV family. I have a film business. We love movies. She stopped watching all her TV shows, got off of social media. So where all of her spare time was either reading a book, spiritual warfare about the mind, reading the Word, talking things out, spending time at lunches with people. And so when you say that, you know what she's been doing, that's what she's been doing.
Yeah.
And because she has surrounded herself with that type of atmosphere, all the noise has kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
And now I believe that's what's wrong. And again, not to be so spiritual, but I brought this to Pastor Jody last week, and this is a personal thing that probably doesn't make sense to a lot of people. But in Genesis chapter 13, that's where that Lot and Abram separate.
Right.
So they're going, they're living together, they have too many sheep, too many flocks, and they said there's not enough land for our animals. And being a livestock person, you know, like one cow per 4 acres or something like that is the...
It's probably 40 acres over there, but yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So they have too much,
yeah.
And so they have to split. Well, Abram said, you choose, Lot, which way you want to go. So, of course, he looks at the Jordan and about the valley, and it's green, it's full of richness, and so Lot chooses that one. Well, that's near Sodom
right.
and Gomorrah. So that's right near there, not technically Sodom, but right near the city limits. Well, Abram goes west to the land of Canaan, Hebron or whatever you call it. And so the Lord, and it says that like the dust that he's looking at. So I'm pretty sure it was a desert land based off
yeah.
the word dust.
Less lush. And
yeah,
green
it's
and...
less lush. And the Lord said, look out north, south, east, west, all this I'm going to give your descendants, like all the dust on the ground. So there wasn't anything there, which means there was no noise.
Right.
Lot went by Sodom, lots of noise. We know how Sodom and Gomorrah turned out. In fact, in chapter 19, that's where the angels go, and not to be too graphic, but the angels come, and the men of the town wanted to have intimate relations with the two angels. And Lot said, no, don't do this, but here, take my young virgin daughters and do whatever you will with them.
That's one of those things. The Bible throws in these little things like we're not supposed to go, what? You know?
Dude, reading that, and you're like, okay, how did Lot go from with Abram,
right,
seeing everything that God has done,
right,
to now going, take my daughters and do what? Pillage my daughters.
Right.
And going, was it that he had so much noise and distraction from Sodom that Sodom actually kind of got into who he was?
Yeah.
Not that he wanted to, just by being around it. So this is not about cut off everything. I'm just saying get into the land where you can look north, south, east, and west spiritually. Cut off the noise for a while, and I believe, because the Spirit is a still small voice.
Right.
And you'll be able to hear more.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe there's several lessons there. I mean, to the natural eye, that would be where you would want to
right.
go for your business and stuff. And but I think it's a picture of us even looking out into the world saying that looks attractive. Right. Let's move that away. But when we get there, we realize there's the distractions. Can't hear the voice of God anymore because I'm busy, because I'm, you know, whatever it is. And so that really was a picture of Abraham making the correct decision, even though it didn't look like the correct decision at the time, but allowed him to have the headspace, the clarity, to walk in connection with the Spirit.
If so Abraham would have chose first, do you think? What do you think he would have chose?
I don't know. Yeah,
because human nature is choose the most prosperous looking thing. Yeah. But I believe him even saying, "Lot, you choose first."
Yeah, was a setup by the Spirit.
Was a setup by the Spirit.
Yeah, kind of prove a spiritual point. Yeah,
exactly.
So,
so that's what we mean by that still small voice that said, "Brecken, make your own decision."
Yeah,
I will respect that. I believe came from no noise.
Absolutely.
By putting your tent in a land that is not full of distractions.
Good. Yeah, so I agree with that. Yeah.
That's a practical way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very practical.
Yeah.
And one thing that I've been using is my screen time. I don't know if you know this. You have, I'm not going to say what version iPhone you have, but me and him went on a fishing trip to Montana with a bunch of guys from around the country, and every time Jody pulled out his phone, all the guys had to make a comment, on our group text. And these are guys we never met before, and they're like, hey, do you get text message on your iPhone? Can you take a picture? But with your iPhone, I don't know if it does it, but on the newer iPhones, we have screen time. Do you have screen time?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, every Sunday morning, at like 8 a.m., 8:15, I get a notification that pops up that says, has my screen time went up or down?
Hmm.
And my goal is every week to have my screen time go down by at least 5%.
Right.
And so if I'm on too much, it's going to go up.
Yeah.
This is what's crazy, man. Did you know the average person touches their phone 2,400 times a day?
Wow. I did not know this.
On the high end, it's 5,200.
Jeez.
On the middle, and so you're like, oh my gosh, can I hear the voice of the Lord? Even in those still small moments, what do?
Yeah.
Phone. Okay, I got to scroll. I got to do this.
Yeah.
I believe that's why we're not hearing the voice.
Yeah, yeah, it's countercultural. It's not, we don't have a culture of quietness and solitude and meditation and those type of things. We have a culture of clutter, which again, the main focus of our message is to live a life directed by, led by the Spirit. And the more clutter that's involved in your life, the harder that becomes.
Yeah. So we got to get rid of the clutter.
So maybe part of this journey is to get the clutter out so that we can we can better live a life in the Spirit.
I found I just changed offices and I found a bunch of old DVDs of me preaching.
Mm.
I know. So I pulled them out last night. This is no lie. I pulled them out last night and I showed the boys. Number one, how skinny I was. I know most people are like, you're still skinny. I'm like, no, not compared to that. I was like 115 pounds. Jeez. I was 23 years old. I had hair, and I was wearing a suit that was like three times too big for me on that pulpit. And my message I showed the boys last night, it was a 29-minute message that I watched, and the name of the message was, "What Speaks the Loudest?" And that's what gets the attention. And the whole message was, get rid of the clutter so you can live a life that is centered in Christ.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my gosh, listen to you. Like, I was like, I got to listen to myself.
You were amen in yourself.
I was amen in myself. Like, get rid of the clutter.
Yeah.
And the point number one I had, which was, I had 3 points. Die every day, and then just continue to die. That was my 3 points. Is go to a funeral every day. And I go to my funeral by getting on the cross, and then the Spirit resurrects me to new life.
Yeah, good.
Mic drop. From 23-year-old Brady.
So the point is, live in the Spirit. That's kind of where we're heading. I really do believe it's a key to what we all, you know, if we have desires for our spiritual life to thrive, for our walk with Christ to thrive, this is a major key, is to be led by the Spirit.
Can you read, to me, I don't like to do this. I know it's kind of going off topic, but can you read verse 26?
It says, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. I know that's King James, and you don't like the King James.
Yeah, so I'm going to read it out the English version here. Let us not become so this is after being led by the Spirit. So let your lives be guided by the Spirit, be led by the Spirit. And then after that, right after, let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. I think that is a key to this, by the way, because a lot of times it seems like whenever people in, I don't want to say high authority, but when people get to where God talks to me, all of a sudden you're not good enough.
Hmm.
And it becomes conceited almost. And then it becomes a jealousy. And so that's where I'm like, the true leading of the Spirit will lead us more into love, kindness, compassion. And I'm like, isn't that the fruit of the Spirit?
Yeah.
Gentleness.
Yeah.
And I'm like, gosh, that's what I need to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, because it really, that whole passage on the fruit of the Spirit, this is one of my big hang-ups, if you've heard me from a while, that list is not something we are to strive toward, like, let me be more joyful,
right,
or let me be more loving. But the idea, what it says is, if we live in the Spirit, like we're talking about, it's going to produce these things. So we don't even have to focus on them. We don't have to try. A life in the Spirit will automatically produce these things. And the way you read it, it said it ended with jealousy.
Yeah.
Well, jealousy is in that list of the works of the flesh. Envying is, and so it's just a, if by living in the Spirit, then you see envy or jealousy or then that's against what the Spirit produces. So obviously you've now switched from the Spirit back to the flesh. So I think it's easy to switch from flesh to Spirit, flesh to Spirit, but our goal is to walk in the Spirit in everything.
I would challenge anybody to read the Word, especially read the four Gospels. And every time it says led by the Spirit, talk to the Spirit, what, underline it. And then write it down in a journal.
Yeah.
And then go back and see how many times Jesus,
right,
our Messiah, our Christ, mentioned the Spirit. I think you'd be shocked at how many times it is. And we all go, go John 14 through 18, every time Jesus talks about the Spirit, and that's what's the Spirit's job. I believe that is a foundation of Spirit-led life.
Yeah.
Is what did Jesus promise about the Spirit?
Absolutely.
So
good.
Anything else?
No. Anything else we're supposed to talk about?
No, but there's a train coming.
Yeah. So we've got trains and we've got construction going on outside. So this may be a little...
Yeah. If you hear generators running, construction right outside this window, now you got a train going. This is a great location to film. I love it so much. Led by the Spirit.
Welcome.
So what's your plans for the next couple of weeks on Led by the Spirit or Life in the Spirit? See, we did it again.
I want to get progressively deeper. We're going to kind of move into the gifts of the Spirit and those type of things. And, progressively just get to deeper and deeper water, because this really does touch, if you look at the book of Acts, to me, the book of Acts is just all about what a believer's life looks like when he or she is led by the Spirit. Mm. So all the phenomenal things we see in the book of Acts is really kind of what our life should look like if we're really walking in the Spirit. I mean, we see ministry happening, supernatural ministry happening. We had seen Jesus doing supernatural ministry, but this is the first time we see normal, everyday folks walking in supernatural ministry. And so we're going to kind of progressively move toward deep water in this series. So
we may do another podcast episode on Life in the Spirit, again, because you can't say everything that you want to say on a Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
And some things need dialogue and conversation. So we may have a couple, maybe even get Pastor Larry on one of the podcasts to talk and go a little bit deeper for you guys. And so if you ain't got anything, that's it. Thank you for joining us again on this episode of the Victory Podcast.
Awesome.
We'll see you next time.
Live in the Spirit.
But to have the life in the Spirit.